Look at verse 9. Okay, you're in your war room. And God is speaking to your heart. And you're so aware of everything that's going on in your family. And your children's lives and your grandchildren's lives are before you. You know, for some of us, our dream for our kids and our grandkids is that they get a college education, they get them a good job, and they'd raise a nice family. For some of them, they're praying that something would happen in the life of their child, that they'd get off drugs. That something would happen in the life of their child, that they would be able to stay out of jail. And their broken relationships and their broken lives would some way be put back together. And you and I live in our cushy surroundings and pray for things that won't make any difference in eternity in people's lives. You can do without electricity, but you can't do without God. You can do without a car, but you cannot do without God. You can do without a job, but you cannot do without God. Luke 11 and verse 9 says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you." Wow. Did you see that? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Is that good news? Oh man, that's good news. That is good news. What's your comfort zone in your prayer life? As I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I rest, I pray the Lord. What's that last part? My soul to take. Is that right? Keep. When I was praying one night, I told you this before. I told you everything I know two or three times. And she prays for a long time. And I'd gotten pretty sleepy. She finally got through. That sounds awful, don't it? She got through. And I started praying. Jane, I said, "Lord, thank you for this day and this food and every blessing of life. I'm sorry, but that's where I was." Where are we at in our war rooms? Are we praying like that? Are we praying like our children pray at the dinner table? Are we really getting down doing business with God? You can say, "Well, now, preacher, we need to get this. Let's get this on a little lighter note here. This stuff is tearing me up. I won't tell you, it's tore me up all week. Let's stand together. The most important decision you'll ever make in all your life is what you do with Jesus. And you're going to have an opportunity right now to make some kind of decision about Him. You can change your destiny from heaven to hell this morning by inviting Jesus into your heart as personal Savior. Maybe God is dealing with your heart in the way of a recommitment in your life. Maybe God's dealing with your heart to become a part of this fellowship today, joining this church, going to work for the Lord, making a difference in some people's lives. We're going to sing. This altar will be open. Maybe you need to come to it. I don't know. As God deals with your heart, you come right now. Some of you are coming. Others that need to come, but your pride won't allow you to come. Or the devil's sitting on your shoulder and saying,